We are joined right now by the head basketball coach at Florida State. He is the winningest coach in Florida State history. He is the recipient of four National Coach of the Year awards, the 2020 ACC Coach of the Year, five-time Conference Coach of the Year, led FSU to back-to-back Sweet 16s for the second time in school history, led FSU to the first ACC regular season championship in school history. Florida State, 26-5, number four in both polls. We are joined once again by Leonard Hamilton. Leonard, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hello, Jim. How are you doing today, buddy?
You know, I'm good. I'm really good, Leonard. Let me say that it's not the conversation that I expected that you and I would be having in March. So before we get into everything that's happened over the past few days, I mean, let me reset that. How are you, your family, and how is the program doing right now?
Well, everybody's in good shape, Jim. These are challenging times for everybody. But that's part of the challenges of life. Sometimes you get those, I call them, basketball demons that raise their ugly head, and you got to deal with it and move on and make the best of it.
I know you're doing exactly that. Leonard Hamilton is my guest. So why don't we start with the fact that you won the ACC regular season with that 80-62 win over Boston College back on March 7th. How special was that moment when it was official that you were, in fact, ACC champs?
Well, there's no doubt that that was a very special moment in our program, Jim, mainly because we in the basketball conference with the most successful winning this high traditional programs in the history of college, ever assembled in the history of college basketball. So we always are trying to carve out our niche, and we always trying to make up for those 75 or 80 years of success tradition of the other programs when we were in the Dixie League independently, in the independent, as well as Metro, while we were in those conferences and as an independent. Everyone else was in the ACC or the Big East, SEC, Big Ten, thriving very well. So that's significant that we've carved out a little niche for ourselves as we try to be one of the top programs in a conference with a whole lot of top programs.
We're talking to Leonard Hamilton. I've heard you put that another way, too, that you're in a conference of blue bloods. You guys, therefore, are the new bloods, and you can't compete with the past 80 years. You're here to compete right now and for the future. So knowing that, how significant is to have that banner and be able to point to that success?
There's no doubt about that, because we're not going to ever catch up with the 75 or 80 years of tradition that the blue bloods have in the ACC. So we coined our own phrase. We're going to make some T-shirts and say we're new bloods, and
right.
we're going to have our own distinction so that we can recognize ourselves as the new kids on the block, and hopefully we get invited to the party.
Leonard Hamilton is joining us. Now, you were not just happy with the regular season title. You had more work to do, so you head to Greensboro, and as you're loading onto the buses to head to the Coliseum to face Clemson, what kind of thoughts were you having? For instance, were you entirely focused on that game, or was there a thought in the back of your mind that that game might not happen because of the coronavirus?
There's no doubt that I had mixed emotions going into the game, because I recognized the fact that the game had been restricted to a select number of people, which identified the fact that there was an issue going on. And I had mixed feelings in that, as the leader of our program, I was wondering, what are we going into if all these issues are out there and we are playing this game under some restrictions? That means that there's a reason why we're playing them under the restrictions. So what does that mean? There was so much uncertainty surrounding this virus situation that I had some concerns as to the safety of our guys. But I was trusting the leadership in our conference, John Swofford, that the decisions that were being made was in our best interest. And when we got to the arena, even as we were before we warmed up, I had some concerns that I discussed with my staff, that I was in doubt as to whether or not we actually would really ever play the game. But and then I was not surprised that as we were given the final pregame talk, the commissioner came and my athletic director came into the room with us and summoned me out of the room, and I recognized then that more than likely the entire tournament would be in jeopardy.
We are joined by the head basketball coach at Florida State, Leonard Hamilton. So that's exactly what happened, of course, and then you were charged with telling your team that the tournament, in fact, was canceled. How did you go about telling them that, and what was the reaction to that news?
Well, there's no doubt that they were disappointed, but the way I tried to phrase it with them was that in life, sometimes you have circumstances that arise that you have absolutely no control over, and that the decision to cancel the tournament was made in the best interest of the safety of them as players and their families and the overall ACC participation by different groups of people, and that it was out of our control, and that the safety of everybody involved in the game was so much more important than the good feeling, the excitement that we enjoyed the enjoyment of actually playing the game, and that we had to accept that the leaders had made the decision that was in the best interest of everyone. And I also told them that if this was the worst thing going to happen to them in life, then they were going to probably have a pretty good life.
We're talking to Larin Hamilton. You know, I so appreciate your perspective on this, because it really is not easy, especially when you consider you've had deep runs in the tournament the last 2 years. You are the ACC champs. You are the number four team in the country. This team has as good a look as anybody in the country at a Final Four and beyond. So then what kind of emotions are there for you and the players when you hear that you're just not going to get that chance?
There's no doubt that it was a disappointment, but to be honest with you, I was more concerned about their well-being and welfare than I was about having a selfish motive of wanting to go win a national title. Sure, I thought we would be a hard challenge for anybody, especially on a one-day turnaround. And whatever seed we would go in there, I thought we were ready, we were deep, we were healthy, and I thought that our style of play is somewhat challenging for people once you get in the NCAA tournament. So I was encouraged. We were feeling good about our possibilities of getting to the tournament and making a deeper run. And it was painful. And the fact that the last 3 years, you know, when we lost to Michigan by 4 points, then we come back, we go to the Elite Eight. I mean, it was a challenging position for us to have been in the last couple of years. And I felt that before we lost Phil Kofler and we lost David Nichols after the ACC tournament, as we went to the NCAA tournament last year, I was happy that we were healthy, we had our team intact, and I was looking forward to it. But I have to believe that the decision makers made the best decision in the best interest of everybody, and I applaud them for having the courage to make these tough decisions.
Larin Hamilton is my guest. Listen, let me ask you about Trent Forrest. When you look at a guy like Trent Forrest, who is a senior, who just won the Skip Prosser Award as the ACC's best student athlete, and I understand what you're saying about the big picture and how it's painful, but it is the right call. But how painful is it not to see him get another look at the NCAA tournament?
There's no doubt that he, along with a potential a kid like Pat Williams, as a freshman, that was extremely painful for them, because they deserve, for all their hard work, to have an opportunity to go out and finish things off in a positive way. I was very disappointed, especially for Trent, who has been the leader of our program, who's an all-time winningest player in the history of Florida State, unselfish guy who has been an unsung hero, who needed that exposure to enhance his NBA and professional career opportunities. I was extremely disappointed for him, but for the most part, though, we're going to accept the reality of what we're facing, and we're going to make the best of it.
We are talking to Larin Hamilton. You know, one final thought. It's been such a special team, and a team that's left its mark on the school. Years from now, how should folks remember this team?
I want people to realize that we played with an unselfish spirit. This team has a saying that we 18 strong and we win games by committee. And they coined another phrase, this was our time. And every time they went out to the door, we had a sign over the door saying our time. And so we really, really put a lot into this. This season, we're disappointed, but we trust that our people made the powers that be made the right decision. And we next year for us, starting on Saturday, we're preparing to make another run next year.
Larin Hamilton, my guest. Before I let you go, since you mentioned that you win by committee, I like that so much, because what you've done there is you've developed a different type of model. You're not getting guys who are one and done. You take the time, you develop players, you get guys to buy in, and, quote, you win by committee. That said, how satisfying is it to see all that hard work that everybody put in pay off the way it did this year, even if you didn't get a chance to finish what you started?
Well, I'm pleased that we're developing a culture that our guys have bought into, that they believe in, that this is the right way for us to play in order for us to win. It's more about winning than it is about individual statistics with these guys, and I'm very proud of them.
Leonard Hamilton is my guest, 26-5, number 4 in both polls. He is a good friend of the program. He is the winningest coach in Florida State history. Leonard, great to have you back. I so appreciate your thoughts on that. Good luck, and I hope we can do it again soon.
Thank you very much.
Coach Ham, boy, that's a great attitude.